She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. Welcome, Michael. How's your day? This was an unplanned start. I don't know why I'm just rambling now. How's your day going, Michael?
Great. I'm just going to ramble now, too, because you rambled. So let's just keep rambling, Zion. How about that?
Well, we're here to talk about Arabian sports, so let's get straight into it. On the baseball scene, of course, the Arabians. It's been a tough week or so. Talk about those games, Michael. What's first?
Well, it started off 11-0 on the season. Pretty good start.
Yeah.
Lost four straight.
Yeah. A tough turn of events. Tough pitchers, tough teams. Of course, I believe their first game this week was against LaPel.
Or no, they started 10-0, lost, dropped one to Mount Vernon. They split with Mount Vernon, and then they lost on the 2nd of May to LaPel in 9 innings, the Madison County Championship 5-4. Mm-hmm. Then they followed that up with last Monday losing 5-2 to Westfield, on Tuesday losing 6-5 at Greenfield, Wednesday losing 4-1 against Greenfield at home, and then last Friday they beat Lebanon 15-3.
Yeah, well, we'll start talking about that Greenfield Central game. I did that game, of course. You're going against Parker Rhodes, commit to Mississippi State. Very good. Lucas told me he threw 96 mile an hour fastballs multiple times that game. The story for the Ravens was they just couldn't get the bats going. Simple as that. While it is technically a fault of their own, you're playing a D1 pitcher. What can you do there? I mean, couldn't get the bats going. They subbed the guy out, I believe, the 6th inning, and since then, yeah, they just really couldn't get a few hits, yeah, going. Colin Axel Adams was really the only guy who was able to pop a few in the gap.
Which is surprising, because Jordan Williamson has, like, found his groove, and, you know, he was hitting stuff constantly off of players, and I'm surprised to hear that Colin was the only one that was able to really do much. But I feel like, I think Vosburgh said it was either, Coach Vosburgh, when I interviewed him, said that either it was that game at home or it was the one at Greenfield where we had a debut of Carson Colley.
At Greenfield. That was the first game of the series. Greenfield.
Yeah. We debuted him in varsity against Greenfield, and he said he did all right, you know. First varsity game, you never know how it's going to go. It could go great. It could go bad. You can't predict that. But overall, Greenfield's just a tough team. They have a really good sophomore pitcher right behind Parker too. Mm-hmm. So it's like it is hard to do that. But I guess I was told by Liam Davis, one of the other sports staffers here, he said that Parker Rhodes' agent has him on a pitch limit for every game.
Really?
65, but for that game, they upped it to 85.
Yeah, that one, he did throw around 85 pitches. That's no surprise there. I mean, for the Arabians, they're a little banged up. I mean, for that game, for the first one at Greenfield Central, I couldn't tell you about that one. I know they did fall on that one. That was a tough game. They started a new guy in Carson Colley. But for the one here at home, Colton Frank didn't play defense. He only hit in that game. Ty Frake, same thing with him. Didn't go in the field, only hit. We saw Lucas Graves go to first base, and, you know, the outfield was kind of scattered a little bit. Brank Ray came into pitch, close out the game. And, I mean, they just got to, of course, you know, you don't get a midseason break, but they got to step back a little bit. Of course, you're going off hot. You got a tough end of the season. You know, they got to really dial it in before it comes sectional time. Of course, they've got the bye. They'll play Anderson, a team they've already faced. So I'm not going to say that's a bit of a layup matchup at all. But you got a game that you know you can beat that team. You know you can beat a lot of these teams, but you got a bit of a time to slow down and get to that. But, I mean, they still have a few games before it even gets there.
Yeah, I mean, going into sectional, with it being on the 29th, you know, obviously we'll be out of school by that point. You know, last day of school is the 22nd. But, you know, you still got to focus on what's coming up next. And, you know, we'll get into that later. But this week they have New Pal, and they're a solid team. And obviously, like I said, we'll get into that later. But you still have solid teams coming up later this in your season that you have to be focused for and that you have to be locked in for, because you don't want to lose sight of, oh, well, we're getting that latter half of the season and, you know, we need to focus on sectionals now. No, you need to focus on getting healthy and winning the rest of your rest of your games going in there as a winning team and going in there with kind of a chip on your shoulder, like, yeah, we just had a great regular season, single-digit losses. Let's go in. Let's win sectionals. Okay, we win sectionals. Like, you know, let's keep the streak going, especially for the senior class, because the senior class here this year at Pendleton Heights has done some amazing things.
Yeah, you mentioned that New Pal game. Of course, New Pal, last time I checked, I believe they were top of the Hoosier Heritage Conference. The game Pendleton Heights fell was those Greenfield Central games.
It's a four-way tie for first.
Is it? Hoosier.
Yeah, New Pal, Greenfield, Mount Vernon, and us are all 7-3 in the conference. And Coach Fosberg said this week, since we play New Pal, and then Greenfield and Mount Vernon play off against each other. So he said basically this week is the week for, you know, asserting dominance over the Hoosier Heritage in baseball.
It'll be a tough week. Last time I checked, New Pal had, I think, a 12-win streak. They're a hot team, and these are all teams you're going to see later down the road, and they got to be prepared for that. They lose the series against Greenfield Central. All right, get ready to play them in your sectional championship. You know, It's they got to learn. They got to take some time, like you said, recoup a little bit, get your guys back to 100%, and that's not going to happen. It's baseball season. You know, you're playing three times a week, but they've got a long road ahead of them, and they can definitely do it. We saw a lot of great things this week.
Well, and one thing I want to note, Pendleton Heights, they're sitting at 12-5, and I looked preseason, you know, all-state, you know, players. We've faced six preseason all-state player, like pitchers, before the season even starts, and we're 12-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Pal has one, Greenfield has Parker Rhodes, Mount Vernon has one, LaPel has one, Delta has one, and Shelbyville has one. And that's all that I'm, you know, finding right now out of those six. There's probably more in there that, you know, we haven't seen, and they still play ranked opponents like Westfield ranked. They'll play Evansville North. They're ranked, like, they play ranked opponents, and they're 12-5. Like, this Pendleton Heights team is not a bad baseball team. They're a good baseball team playing good baseball. Yeah, they have their moments of weakness. Everybody does. Nobody's perfect. But they're doing something that this program hasn't seen in years or ever.
What's good is, you know, you go against a guy like Parker Rhodes, a D1 commit. Okay, now you've seen something like that, and you can get ready. Say you make it out of, you know, your sectional, you can get ready for regionals or even semi-state. Those guys that have been there before at those big 4A schools, and you know, they're looking to repeat and maybe get back to that championship game or the tournament, maybe contend like they have the past few years. The Arabians, they haven't seen that in a while. They haven't got out of their sectional in a long time, and you know, you finally up your schedule a little bit. You play those teams like Evansville. All right, you know, you're going to have some tough competition. You see it. You're going to be able to play it better.
Well, Pendleton Heights, you know, I think in 4A, Pendleton Heights is one of like a handful of schools that has not won a state title or even been to state for any of the major four sports, which is football, basketball, baseball, or softball. They're one of the only schools. But that just, we're in the hardest conference for sports, the Hoosier Heritage. You have New Pal, Greenfield, Mount Vernon, us. You know, Yorktown's solid in something every year. Delta can put together a decent team every year. And Shelbyville can, they're usually pretty solid at baseball. Like, you know, this, and Newcastle, they're always okay at something. So, you know, you have to look around the conference and see what you have. But then also your out of conference games, you have to schedule for, you know, tough opponents for playoffs.
All right, you spoke about the Lady Arabians. Tell me about their season, Michael. Of course, softball team. Last time I talked about them, of course, you'll hear from Coach Davis. Later this, they were having a tough year. Of course, this latter half of their schedule is a tough one. Where are they at this season?
I mean, they're in a tough position. They're on a two-game win streak, though. This past week, they played Connersville and Mount Vernon, won both of those. 8-6 over Connersville and 9-5 over Mount Vernon. But this week, they got a tough week. You know, they play Westfield, and then they go to Westfield, they go to Greenfield, they play at home versus New Pal, and on the weekend they play Avon and Silver Creek. So they got a tough challenge.
Yeah, I mean, this spring season you play games, you turn around, you're playing another game. Of course, I mean, you play Connersville. I'm not sure if that was home or away. That's over an hour.
That was at Connersville.
That's a long trip.
I mean, you know, you traveled there with the girls basketball team this year.
Yeah, have you been to Connersville?
No. I know it's a haul.
It's a haul.
These
teams got to be ready for it, of course. You know, I've talked to Mr. Watson, our station manager, because he's a former football player. Those long road trips, they prepare you for the postseason, and especially in a game like softball where you're going up and down the state, you know, you got to be ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. My sophomore year, I called the semi-state games for the softball team. That was one of the longest bus rides I think I've ever had.
How far is Roncalli?
We went to Center Grove.
Center Grove, oh yeah.
We went to Center Grove. Oh my. And we played Mooresville and Roncalli. Ooh, talk about a haul.
Yeah. Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this intro segment. Stay tuned because Michael got the chance to sit down with Coach Vosburgh for our ASN Coaches Show interview. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here with head coach of the varsity baseball team, Coach Vosburgh. Thank you so much for joining me.
Appreciate it.
All right, so getting things started here, we're going to recap your week. Last week a little bit, you guys had your conference games against Greenfield Central, had a non-conference game against Lebanon, and a non-conference game against Westfield. Starting with Westfield, you guys took a tough loss, 5-2 that day. What really happened in that game?
Yeah, I mean, we had Carson Colley come up for his varsity debut on the mound. We thought that he gave us really strong innings, and so that's something that we'll probably need to see more of this week. He's got elite stuff, sophomore, you know, 6'4", really good range downhill, and everything moves for him. You know, he's a mid-80s guy, and he's got a lot of potential for us. And so, you know, we've got some injuries in the program right now that are going to allow for Carson to be called up and to show out, and he's got an opportunity this week to get on the mound and more consistent varsity action moving forward. But as far as that game went, we just didn't do a few little things well. We didn't block baseballs behind the plate. We didn't run the bases particularly well. That game was a bit of an odd game. You know, we didn't play at Westfield or at home. We had to go to Grand Park because of field conditions for that night. And something just doesn't feel right. You know, sometimes when you go to a neutral site like that, you know, a lot of those guys play travel ball throughout the summer and play a lot of games there, and we want to make high school baseball a little bit different. And so I think that there's a lot of things. It was after prom as well. A lot of guys had gone to post prom on Sunday, and so you didn't know like where those guys' minds really were. And so that's on us and coaches to make sure that we're focused and going out into every time you get to pick up a baseball and play. It's a good day and you're playing for something. So I just think we had a lack of focus and a lack of energy and a lack of drive in that game. And then the result obviously wasn't what we needed it to be there. So we left bases loaded in the first inning, and we left some runs on the table. We could have sent a stronger message. They ran a bullpen day. Westfield did. I think they threw four or five different pitchers at us, and we did the same. We threw three different pitchers up against Westfield as well. So one of those non-conference odd games. And so, you know, we needed to come with different energy, and we just didn't get it done that night.
Yeah. And you guys had a lot of baseball between Monday and Wednesday. After Westfield, you guys had both your conference games against Greenfield on the 6th and the 7th. You guys lost both of those. The first game was at Greenfield 6-5. And then the second game was at home. You guys lost 4-1. What did you really see against Greenfield? Obviously they have a stellar pitcher in Parker Rhodes, but
I know he's on limited pitches with only 65 a game, I believe. So, you know, what did you really see out of Greenfield Central? They're always a pretty tough team in any sport.
Yeah, Greenfield's a scrappy team. That's how I would describe them. We had the game won on Tuesday. It's one of the toughest games I think that I've ever lost as a coach. You know, we were up 5-1 going into the bottom of the seventh, so we had a full run lead and only needing three more outs to get, and we just couldn't get it done. A couple of things didn't go our way. We weren't executing pitches, and we weren't making plays in the field in that seventh inning, and it seemed like the pressure of the game kind of got to us. We sped ourselves up and made some poor decisions, and at the end of the day, Greenfield walked away with that win. That's a tough one. You know, Colton Frank pitched a really great game. He gave up one run through the first six innings, and usually when you have a starter do that for you, you're going to walk away with a win more times than not. And that's what's really unfortunate about that game. You know, we saw Gavin Marcus, who's also a really great pitcher for them. We were able to push him out of the game, and then we just couldn't close it out. And that was definitely a frustrating, emotional game for us. Then turned around, you know, on Wednesday, we had a tough matchup for us. We knew that going in. There's a reason that 20 scouts were there watching Parker Rhodes pitch on Wednesday night. His pitch count was actually elevated for that game. He was up to 85 for that contest. So we about the third time through the lineup that we faced Parker, we were able to square up a few more baseballs and ultimately push him out of the game. And then we just didn't make an adjustment to the next guy that came in. You know, you see 95 to 98, you know, what he was throwing. And then you see a 12-6 curveball coming in the low 70s. It takes mature hitting with mature approaches to make that adjustment. And we didn't do enough of that for the latter half of that game, latter innings rather of that game. And so Greenfield again was able to scrap around. They had a 3-run inning in which we again didn't do a couple things. We made a couple errors and opened up a 3-run inning for Greenfield. And that's all that, you know, you can't spot Parker Rhodes 3 runs in an inning. It's going to be real tough to push across enough runs to bounce back from that inning. So again, just didn't do enough on that day to win. Another learning moment for us.
Yeah. And then you guys finished off the week at Lebanon on Friday, 15-3 win, great bounce back win, another run rule added to the total of run rules on the season. What was it like for the team to, you know, get that win under their belt after losing 4 straight, including the Madison County Championship to LaPel?
Sure. Yeah. You always want to just get back in the win column. You know, winning solves a lot of problems. It makes for a more enjoyable bus ride home. It's one of those things that you know, you need to have feel good baseball every now and again. That night we were able to get Cade Brown into the game for the first time this year. So that was great to see him back out. Obviously he had a pretty significant car accident earlier this year that had prevented him from being 100% healthy. And I wouldn't say that he's 100% healthy here at this moment, but we have an opportunity that, you know, based on doctor's clearances and you know, our own personal, our athletic trainer here and the way that the team is kind of functioning right now, we had an opportunity to get him out there. So it was great to see him back on the field because I know he'd been working hard to try to make that a reality for him this year. We had a couple other guys out, and so other players got to step up and play in positions that they hadn't typically played in all year. Jacob Garner got some work at first base. Mason Zaxson, who's typically an outfielder, was playing a little bit first base for us that night. B went out and was able to keep the Lebanon line up at bay, gave us, I think, good four or so innings on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Friday, and then Brant Gray came in after that and closed it out. And we pushed enough runs across the board to take the pressure off our pitchers and just let them go pitch. And so it was a good just bounce back game. Something that's gonna, you know, give us some positive energy going into this week.
Yeah, and then coming up this week, you guys have your conference games against New Pal on the 13th and the 14th, and then Saturday you guys traveled down towards Evansville. You guys will play Princeton and Evansville North. Walk me through it. You know, New Pal, obviously another conference opponent. I believe that you guys have Delta. This will be one of your last two conference matchups. And then you guys have to travel all the way down to Evansville. What's it like going into this week with the team's mindset?
Yeah, I mean, we know that we have a chance to cement ourselves in conference. We are in a 4-way tie at this point for the conference lead. Mount Vernon and Greenfield play each other, and then us and New Pal play each other. So this week will provide a lot of separation one way or the other for conference superiority. Our goal is to go and take two from New Pal. We know it's not going to be an easy task, but we have a goal to win conference, and We kind of control our own destiny. And that's what you have to ask for. That's all you can ask for really at this point in the year. You know, you have three losses in conference. You're tied with four other teams that have three losses in conference. And we want to make sure that we can separate ourselves. But they've got a couple of great pitchers. You know, we know that that's going to take some prep work on our end to be ready to go and face the, Mahurns of the world. That new pal is going to throw at you. Just a really great pitcher. Doesn't walk a ton of guys. Lefty comes from the slot and there's a lot of off speed as well. So we've got to have, again, mature approaches against a pitcher like that. And we've got to make plays behind our guys that are going to go out and throw strikes against them and keep them off balance. So again, it's going to take us being, playing at our best. But that's what you want at this time of the year. You want to be playing your best and you want to be playing the best teams because you need to prep and be ready for the tournament. So we'll get New Pal twice this week. Tomorrow we'll go there and we'll host on Wednesday. Wednesday will also be teacher night, so it'll be a lot of fun to have our seniors. They've all chosen the teachers to come in honor and to celebrate the impact that they've had on our seniors' lives. And so that'll be a really fun evening to recognize those teachers. And then we're excited for Saturday. It's something we haven't done before. We added them to the schedule this year. It's an Evansville North invite. So we'll head down Friday. We lost our Tennessee trip earlier this year. And so what we did was we bumped our charter bus contract this weekend. So we'll actually be kind of riding down there in style a little bit. It'll be a little more of a comfortable drive. We didn't want to lose that deposit on our charter bus contract. And so they were gracious enough to work with us to reschedule for a different weekend. And so we'll be heading down there. We'll get down there Friday night, spend some time as a team, just reconnecting and having some fun with each other. I think that's important, to provide some of those team bonding moments and those opportunities to connect in a different way outside of baseball. But being together all at one time. And then, Saturday we'll take on two really good teams. Princeton's a really good 3A team down there, New Pal-esque, in terms of their, success, at that level of baseball. And then Evansville North is a ranked team as well in 4A. So, I mean, we've got our hand, our work cut out for us this week. But again, we want to be challenging ourselves. We want to put ourselves in front of good competition to prepare us for the ultimately good competition that you will see in the state tournament. And this week is going to be a really important week for us to go and kind of prove ourselves again and get back into our winning ways against some of the best teams.
Yeah, and you guys have sectionals coming up. Not too far behind us, the 29th, you guys will play Anderson. So, season's coming to a close pretty fast, but that will do it for this interview. Thank you so much, Coach Fosberg, and good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting here alongside Coach Davis, head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team. How's your week going?
Still going good.
All right.
First day.
You got two straight wins here, of course, one over Connersville, one over Mount Vernon, two straight away games. I've been told for a sports team, you want to get your team on the long road trips to prepare for the postseason. Do you agree with that as a coach? Of course, you just came from the long trek to Connersville.
The tournament's going to be played on the road, in 2 weeks, once the record 0-0 again, win in advance, it's all on the road. So, we're going to be ready for that, and we're excited for that challenge.
Currently, you're fourth in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Of course, you got a win over Mount Vernon, and in your next week, you're going to play Greenfield Central and New Pal. How do you feel about those teams? Of course, New Pal, one of the tougher teams, but of course, in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, how do you feel you're still competing, and what can you do to hopefully edge out and win it?
Well, I mean, we're 2-1. You win out, you win the championship. It's that simple. You know, we lose. We don't. We finish in the middle of the pack, like everybody else. So you know, our goal is to win out. And we'll see. You know, today we play, and then we got Greenfield tomorrow, and then of course, like you said, New Pal at home on Thursday. So it's going to be very challenging for us to win out. You know, with New Pal, I think ranked number one in 3A. Then we have you know, Greenfield that has beat some very solid ball teams this year, and then with Yorktown also still remaining out there that we got to play, which is in the top five in 3A.
Now, all the coaches I talk to really emphasize about like peaking at the right time. As a team, how do you feel, as a coach, how do you make that happen? And is that important to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, we want to be playing our best ball in the end of May, and here we are. And, you know, we took Friday, Saturday off. I let the girls get rested, you know, for the final 2 weeks of the season with 9 games coming up in 2 weeks. And, to get healthy and heal themselves. And if they've been playing bad, forget about it. And if they've been playing good, you know, continue doing what you're doing. So, you know, we can go down to the final stretch.
Of course, you were below 500. You guys have edged yourself to 10-10. Team morale, of course, it's nice to have 2 straight wins, one over that Mount Vernon team, which no one here at the high school really likes. What do you do now? Of course, you know, you're trying to win out. You mentioned trying to win conference, but you obviously morale's got to be a little bit better at 10-10. What are you telling your team right now?
Let's just get better every day. You know, learn from our mistakes. You know, our mistakes and them 10 losses have been us not playing very well defense, not getting 2 out hits, doing the little things that champions do. We're not getting that done, and we're just stressing, you know, we're coming down to the final stretch that we've got to be ready. You got to want to be the one at the plate with 2 outs, game on the line, runner at third base for the win. You know, if you're going to want to be on the mound, you want the ball hit to you. Now, so we're just making sure that they're confident and they're excited, you know, and feel comfortable about, you know, making the play. You know, I think that's kind of where we struggled a little bit this year is the confidence going at it. You know, like I said, we're not going to strike a lot of people out. So we got to be—you got to expect the ball, and I think we're getting there. We have been cutting our errors down throughout the week. You know, we might have a few errors in one ball game, but not the next ball game. So you know, we are getting a little stronger, and we've got some girls that are starting to hit the ball that wasn't hitting the ball early. So like I said, you know, we got 2 weeks to figure it out, and then we're gonna see what happens.
Cassie Hayes batting 4.48 so far this season. Aubrey Fox directly behind her in the second. Aubrey Fox leading the team in base percentage, Cassie Hayes in the second. How nice is it to have 2 girls that are really consistent, and how much have they been helping you out as of recent?
Well, they've been consistent all year. You know, the numbers are real numbers. Those numbers have been accurate all year. I think maybe Cassie dipped down there to close to 380 or something, but she's picked it back up. You know, she's been very consistent. Those 2 are leading the team on the least amount of strikeouts. And they got good eyes, you know, they're watching the ball. They're taking what the pitcher gives them and not trying to force the issue. And I think that's where we're trying to get with everyone. You know, take what they give us, you know, if it's ball 4, we take ball 4. If it's outside, take the ball to the opposite side of the field, like you're supposed to. So, you know, educating them and, you know, taking what they give us for them to, you know, been very fun to watch all year. You know, I mean, they've been my most consistent and, you know, right now are running for, you know, co-MVPs of the team for the year, in my opinion.
You know, of course, you've got a younger team this year. How is it, you know, you can't really teach them, you know, too many, like, smart at-bats. That's the kind of a thing you pick up over time. I mean, you know more than me, of course, about coaching softball, but would you agree? Is that a thing you can really teach them? Is it game time? What's that?
Well, you know, it's not so much as teaching them as educating them, you know, what it means. You know, runner at third base. You know, I need a ground ball to second base. You know, to score the run. You know, forget about me. Forget about your stats. You know, your stats are going to get better if you do what we're supposed to do, which is sacrifice your at bat to get a run in. You know, so it's just more. You know, I mean, it's hard to teach them that, but you can educate them so they understand why you're saying hit the ball to second base on the ground or give me the ball on the right side. So they know what they should be trying to do. You know, if it's an inside pitch, it's a little bit difficult. Take it to second base on the inside. But you got to be ready, and you got to more or less educating them, talking about it so they understand what you're talking about.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this interview. Good luck next week, Coach. You've got some tough matchups ahead, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for the 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone number 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
This 91.7 WEEM program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome here to the Arabian Sports Network Coach Show. I am Liam Davis, and I am joined by varsity baseball athlete Colton Frank. How are you doing today, Colton?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm just going to go ahead and get straight to the questions here. Obviously, speaking outside of baseball, you played football, starting quarterback, and you're actually going to Taylor University to play football. But now you're on the baseball field and starting infielder, pitcher. You can play outfield as well. You can hit the ball really good. But how do you combine both sports and play at the high level that you do play at?
Yeah, you just got to train for both all year round. Like, I'm in the middle of baseball season right now, but I still have quarterback training at least once a week. So you just got to balance that. You got to constantly be lifting. Just practicing all year round.
And how would you say the baseball season is going so far?
I'd say it's been really good so far. We started off 10-0. Been a little cold recently, but we're not too worried, and we know we can get back on track.
And talking about your hitting stats, currently you're hitting .375 on the season with two doubles and a home run. How do you continue to do good up at the plate?
Yeah, I think just not trying to do too much, just a gap-to-gap mindset, just small base hits, just moving the runners and trying to do my job.
And so currently you are one of the best pitchers on this stacked pitching staff for Pendleton Heights. Current stats are a 1.58 ERA, a 3-0 record with 31 innings pitched, 38 strikeouts to just 9 walks. How do you continue this dominance up on the mound?
Well, I've got a great defense behind me, so I'm just try to pitch to contact, try and make them put it in play, and I know my defense will make plays behind me.
Your last outing, which you pitched against Greenfield Central, which was on last Tuesday, you went 6 innings, allowing 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. How are the feelings going up on the mound knowing you're going up against one of the best Hoosier Heritage Conference teams?
I love going up against good competition. I think it brings out the best in me, and it just motivates me even more to perform the best I can.
And up at the plate against Greenfield Central, you went 1-for-4 with your first home run on the season, and 1 RBI, but you guys went up against one of the best pitchers in the sophomore class with Gavin Marcus, and you were stuck in a 1-2 count in your first at-bat, batting in the 2-hole spot, and you got a hold of the 1-2 pitch, and you send it well over the fence. And how can you continue your dominance against a great pitcher like Gavin Marcus?
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. He's got a lot of good stuff. Fastball was pretty good and had good off speed. I think you just got to look for one pitch. If you know you're not good at hitting off speed, or it's probably his best pitch, just hunt the fastball. Not trying to do too much with it. Just take it the other way. Or if he serves up a good pitch, just try and do as much damage as you can.
You guys did play Greenfield Central again last Wednesday, and it looks by it that they have one of the best pitchers in the state in Parker Rhodes. How do you compete with him?
Yeah, when you've got an MLB talent like Rhodes, once again, you just got to hunt the fastball. He throws upper 90s, so you just got to get your foot down early. Obviously, you can't try and smoke it because you're probably not going to. Just try and get some good bat-to-ball skills and just poke it the other way.
And I know we saw it last year with Cameron Sullivan from Mount Vernon, who actually did get drafted by the Cleveland Guardians last year. But this next question, senior, obviously one of the leaders on this very stacked baseball team. You guys like you said, you guys are on a bit of a cold streak, losing your four out of the last five. But how do you and the fellow seniors kick it back in high gear as this season comes to an end?
I think we just got to keep believing in each other. We know we have all the talent that it takes to win conference or win sectional. So we just got to stay confident, not ride too high on the highs or too low on the lows, and just stay consistent.
And at this time last year, you were 11-6, obviously, with the Tennessee tournament that got canceled this year. Right now, you guys are standing at 11-4. And last year, you guys ended with a record of 17-11. What are you and the fellow baseball team going to try to do and try to get a 20-win season this year?
I think we just got to keep fighting late into games. Even if we're winning or losing, we got to have the mindset that the score is still 0-0, and we got to put up as many runs as possible and don't stop until the final out's made.
And, you know, I've talked to Vosburgh many times for the coaches show, and he always comments on how badly he wants to win this Hoosier Heritage Conference. And you guys have New Pal and Delta as your remaining games for the conference games. Will you go into these games with more passion than before, knowing that you could win this conference?
I think we'll go into the same mindset we've had all year. We know that we're potentially the best team in this conference. We believe we are the best team in this conference. So we're going to fight like crazy to try and win these next few games and pull out conference. And I think we just got to, like I said earlier, not get too high, not get too low, and just stay consistent throughout the rest of the season.
And another thing Vosburgh always says is how badly he wants to win the sectional. And the sectional games are going to be held at Bill Stout Field, home of your Pelotonish Arabians. And how does that feel, knowing that you will be playing these sectional games on the home turf?
It's awesome, but it adds a little extra pressure too, because last Friday when we lost to LaPel, they celebrated on our own field, and we hated that. So we don't want to see that again. So we're going to try and play our best baseball during sectional to make sure we come out on top.
And I'm going to kind of like change up the questions here. What is your favorite memory from this season, like so far?
I think my favorite memory so far from this season is our first game at home against Shelbyville. We were down 3-0 to one of the best pitchers in the state. We rallied late in the game to score three off of him, then two in the bottom of the seventh to win the game. I feel like we really came together as a team that game and showed that we can compete with top-level talent and that we're willing to fight all day long.
Well, unfortunately, that will end our time here for this interview. Thank you, Colton Frank, for joining me for this Coach's Show interview. But when you guys do come back, you will have some more interviews and some more talking about coming up schedules. But you're listening to the Raven Sports Network Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Only at the DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropractic.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show. We're here to close things out. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside
Michael Hooker.
Now, Michael. Completely stopped me there. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
We're here to talk about Arabian sports a little more. We'll start with the baseball team. Of course, we recapped their last week. They've had a tough week. They're playing tough competition. And this is a big week for Arabian sports. Both baseball and softball teams are playing New Pal. Of course, on the baseball scene, they lead in a big tie for the Hoosier Heritage Conference. This is a big slate of games for the both baseball and softball teams.
Yeah. I mean, New Pal, you always dread playing them. You know, I got that feeling from football. You dread playing them. just because, like, you know, it's always going to be a tough game. Always. Because they're new, pal. They're good at sports. I don't know what's in their water over there, but, you know, bring it over here. Yeah. We would like some of that, you know. Their athletes that they have are special athletes, and because of their success, they get looks. And you can't fault them for it, but, you know, they start at New Pal. It's a bit of a haul. It's about almost 45 minutes to an hour.
That just makes beating them so much more sweeter, you know?
If you can ever get a chance to.
Well, you know.
Because the thing with New Pal is you got to get in position. They don't let you in that position. It's hard. I mean, the basketball team, the boys' basketball team this year, they did really good against them.
Yeah.
They came close but couldn't pull it off. Football team failed them twice this year, regular season and sectional championship. So, you know, you got to. You win some, you lose some.
We're ready for an Arabian win over the Dragons, and I think
girls
they can do it.
Basketball had it this year.
Yeah, I know, but I think baseball could do it. Of course, they're a tough team, and New Pal's on a bit of a win streak, but it would be the best rebound game for them. Of course, the Arabians have had a tough week. If they can kind of rebound, of course, that, you know, that might help them. Of course, they did get the win over Lebanon, but if they can bounce back, I mean, their season might be back on full swing. Get the motivation flowing. Michael, what are you making noises for?
New Pal's 15-3.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're a very, very good team, and that's a tough goal. Every time you play the Dragons, you're like, oh no, it's Dragons week. You know, we're playing the Dragons.
They beat Greenfield 9-0.
We got nothing to tell you but numbers, guys. I mean, this team is good. This team is very good. There's a reason they're 15-3, and they're going to prepare you for the future. Your season's not over after this NFL game, but they're preparing you for the future.
Yeah, their leading batter's batting a .471.
That just made me sad seeing that.
Probably. Who do you say when you broadcast games is the ace for the Arabians? I always say Colton Frank.
Talking about what, pitching or batting?
Yeah, batting, of course. Pitching, of course. Pitching. I'm ace curious who's going to open up this game against New Pal.
Pitching is the ace is Colton.
Yeah, that's what I usually go.
He's been
with.
The number one pitcher all season. He has the most pitches, has the most strikeouts. He's the most experienced, so he's your ace on the mound. On the plate, I'd say your ace, he's not your lead. I'd say your ace is probably either Ty Frakes or Jordan Williamson.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan can put bat to ball and put it in play. Ty is speedy, and he's your leadoff, and he can put bat to ball, and he can run those bases pretty fast.
Yeah, they need to get going quick if they want to beat that New Pal team. It is going to be a game. It is going to be a dogfight. You guys should stay tuned for the broadcast for that one and, you know, keep posted with the Arabian baseball team.
And then Saturday they travel down towards Evansville, play against Princeton and Evansville North. Both of them solid teams, Princeton solid 3A, Evansville North solid 4A team. So they got a lot ahead of them this week. So, yeah,
we'll move on to softball. Michael, what does the softball team see next week?
Just give me one moment here. I know they play New Pal.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Michael comes to the segment unprepared, so we are waiting on him.
I did not come to this segment unprepared, Mr. Palmieri, all right? I don't need this, you know, heckle from you.
I can heckle whoever I want, Michael.
No, you cannot.
Softball team, of course, last week had a tough slate. You mentioned it earlier there on a two-win streak. All right, Michael, floor is yours.
I have it. They play what? That is...
They play who?
They play Westfield tonight. They play Greenfield tomorrow night. They play New Pal this week on the 15th. And they play Avon and Silver Creek on the 17th, which is Saturday.
All right.
So, yeah, those are away. I don't know where at, but they're away.
Well,
those are at 10 and 12.
10 and 12. All right.
Probably later for the 12 o'clock.
That's a bit of an unroutine ending to the coach's show.
Yeah, because of you. It's your fault.
All right.
I like you.
We're going to close this thing out. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back same time next week. Only one more coaches show to go for this whole year. Isn't it sad, Michael? You have one more coaches show left in your career.
No.
I might cry.
Good.
Stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.